Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization expects more deaths to occur in Sudan due to outbreaks of disease and a lack of essential services and intense fighting, its director general said on Wednesday. Fighting erupted between the Sudanese armed forces and rapid support forces paramilitaries on April 15th and has killed at least 459 people and injured more than 4,000, according to the WHO's latest figures.
On top of the number of deaths and injuries caused by the conflict itself, WHO expects there will be many more deaths due to outbreaks, lack of access to food and water, and disruptions to essential health services, including immunization.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added only 16% of health facilities were functioning in the Sudanese capital. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have had a, quote, long and meaningful phone conversation and their first known contact since Russia invaded Ukraine. The U.S. and South Korea say they'll boost their response to the North's persistent nuclear threat. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They unveiled the new deterrence plan during South Korean leader Yoon Suk-yeol's state visit to the White House, where President Biden issued a blunt warning. A nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or its allies is unacceptable.
And will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
The plan includes the U.S. docking nuclear-armed submarines in South Korea for the first time in more than 40 years.
We're not going to be stationing nuclear weapons on the peninsula.
Yoon said the new efforts are needed to reassure South Koreans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The writer suing Donald Trump for allegedly raping her nearly 30 years ago told jurors at a civil trial on Wednesday the former U.S. president sexually assaulted her and defamed her by lying about it. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
E. Jean Carroll said in a Manhattan federal court, quote, I'm here because Donald Trump raped me, and when I wrote about it, he lied and said it didn't happen. He lied and shattered my reputation, and I'm here to try to get my life back. Trump has denied the claims. She is suing Trump for defamation after he called her rape claim a hoax, lie, and, quote, complete con job on his Truth social media platform, and said she was not his type and that she made up the claim to sell her memoir.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the Republicans' takeover of its theme park district, alleging Wednesday the governor waged a, quote, targeted campaign of government retaliation after the company opposed a law critics call Don't Say Gay. The suit was filed minutes after a Disney World Oversight Board appointed by DeSantis voted to void a deal that placed theme park design and construction decisions in the company's hands. A transgender lawmaker in the northwestern U.S. state of Montana has been barred by Republicans from the state house floor, the APZ Donahue reports.
Zoe Zephyr had told lawmakers who approved a bill barring gender-affirming care for minors they had blood on their hands. Before the vote, she said she will not back down on behalf of the LGBTQ community and her constituents.
I will always stand up for them, and I will always, no matter what happens today, stand up for democracy in the state of Montana.
The vote means Zephyr is barred from the House floor for the rest of the 2023 session. Republican David Beatty says what Zephyr did was an assault on representative democracy.
Worse yet, she actively participated in disrupting the lawful activities of this legislature.
Zephyr will still be able to vote remotely in Montana under terms of the punishment. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Brazilian dictionary has added Pelé as an adjective to use when describing someone who is, quote, exceptional, incomparable, unique. The announcement by the Michaelis Dictionary on Wednesday is part of a campaign that gathered more than 125,000 signatures to honor the late soccer great's impact beyond his sport. The three-time World Cup champion died in December at age 82 after a fight against colon cancer. The dictionary's entry says examples include, quote, he's the Pelé of basketball, she is the Pelé of tennis, she is the Pelé of Brazilian theater, he is the Pelé of medicine. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.